I'm Hannah. I've lost 75 pounds in 20 months with GLP-1s, plus diet and exercise. On Row, I've gone from struggling to run a mile to running farther every day. You can access FDA-approved GLP-1s online. Get the support you need to reach your weight loss goals. Go to row.co/weight to see if you qualify. I'm a paid Row partner. 20% average weight loss in 1 year in non-diabetics with obesity or overweight with a weight-related medical condition versus 3.1% in placebo arm. Rx only. To stay informed about serious side effects, go to row.co/safety.
Hey there, it's Jill Schlesinger. I'm launching a new show. It's called Money Moves, and your money is going to move. We're going to help you make better financial decisions. We're going to call out the BS you're finding all over social media. We're going to give you actionable guidance to make your financial life clearer, less stressful. We're going to answer your financial questions and take the mystery out of your financial life. Follow and listen to Money Moves with Jill Schlesinger wherever you get your podcasts.
It's Thunder and PT's second date update, sponsored by $5 Tan. Look good, feel good with $5 Tan.
Okay, we got Phil with us here on the Thunder and PT show. And Phil, you say it's you went out on a date and you say it's been a couple of weeks since you've heard from Anne, the woman you went out with.
Yeah, it's been about 3 weeks, which is kind of crazy because I thought we got along really well on our date. And I feel kind of blindsided. I was like, oh, I thought I was going to have a new girlfriend.
Oh, Jesus. What did you do on the date? Like, how did the date go, Phil?
Well, I took her out to Ch***'s in Lakeville.
Okay.
Because she told me she really liked Mexican food, so I knew she was going to like it.
Great joint. How did you guys meet originally?
So we met on Bumble, and we hit it off really well, and I was really excited to meet her. You know, I usually swipe on a lot of girls, but Anne really stuck out to me. And so I was like, oh, God, I hope she, you know, she likes me back. I don't check the app often because I don't, you know, it's usually, like, you know, whatever. I didn't, like, see that she messaged me back until, like, a week after.
Okay, but things must have gone well during the conversation on Bumble. And so what is the problem? If the date went well, what is the problem?
So I'm pretty sure I know what the problem is. I had a hunch on the date, but I think now that this whole situation kind of confirms that.
Okay, and what is that?
She was really turned off that I had just gotten out of a relationship.
Mm.
And no. She asked me a ton of questions about it. She asked if she was like, are you sure you want to go out with me? And I was like, yeah, like that was weird. But yeah. I told her I've moved on. But I guess Anne hasn't.
Well, you know, a lot of people don't want to be the rebound, especially. And how long was this relationship that you had before, Phil?
It was like 9 months.
Okay, so significant.
But not a lot.
Yeah,
not a big,
that,
you know.
And she was just asking you and trying to be pretty straightforward about it. Now, did she message you after the date? You left it, obviously, on good terms after the date, but was there any communication afterwards?
No. Like, I have not heard from her since we said goodnight. And I don't know, maybe the date confirmed her doubts about something. I don't feel that way, but who knows?
Crickets.
Well, and so you text her and there's just no response because you were in a 9-month relationship before you went out.
Yeah, nothing.
Okay. Well, let's give her a call.
That's awesome. Thanks, guys.
Hello.
Hi, is this Anne?
Yes. Who's calling?
Hi, Anne. It's Thunder and PT. We do the morning show here on 102.9 The Wolf, and we were wondering if you just had a few minutes to chat with us this morning.
What's this concerning?
Well, we were asked by Phil to give you a call. It's concerning the date you guys went on to in Lakeville a few weeks ago.
He would ask you guys to call me. Okay, I get it.
All right.
Well, how did the date go? Did you have fun on the date?
He was okay, but he was super cheap. Like, I don't mind going on an affordable place for dinner, but he took it to a whole new level.
Okay, now, uh-oh. I mean, is nice, but typically Mexican food isn't all that expensive unless you get into a bunch of margaritas or whatever. So what is it that he did, Anne?
So I love Mexican. The problem started when he ordered my drink for me.
Wait, you don't like it that he ordered your drink? Like, you wanted to order it yourself?
So here's the thing. He didn't want to pay for margaritas. Instead, he brought, like, 10 mini bottles of rum.
Oh, Phil.
And he made us rum and coke.
Phil!
You know, it was really cheap.
Oh my!
It was so cheap. I couldn't believe he pulled that move.
Oh, so wait. So he wouldn't. He,
BYO rum.
So he would just. He would get the Cokes. So he would get the mix, and then he would dump the Cokes in out of those little like air. Well, I call them like little airplane mixer bottles, right there under the table.
Exactly.
Okay.
It's a veteran move if you're like, you know, sophomore in college or something like that.
Okay, let's just set that aside for a minute, Ann. Did you like Phil besides that, though?
It was about average, but that put him into the negative.
Right. No, I can understand. Okay. Now, Ann, we've got Phil on the phone with us. Are you okay with bringing him on into this conversation?
Sure.
All right, Phil,
you got to explain yourself. Yeah, Phil.
Is there anything you'd like to say?
In my defense, she drank the rum. I could understand if she didn't. If she was like, no, I'm not drinking tonight. She drank all of that.
What was I going to do? Not drink my drink?
Well, right? That's rude at that point in time.
You couldn't have a choice.
You know, you could have ordered something else if you weren't into it. I would have had yours.
The point is, you were cheaper than a 99-cent store. Like, come on, it was a first. You drank. It couldn't have been that bad if you had some.
Oh, man. Okay. Something tells me that this is not exactly a love connection here that you thought, Phil. I don't know, my man.
All right. Ann, are you saying you don't want to go out with Phil again?
Absolutely not.
All right, Phil, there you go. And you've been a great sport, I got to tell you, putting you on the spot this morning and calling you up here. Thank you so much, and best of luck to you. And Phil, it looks like you got to keep swiping on
Phil,
Bumble.
Is that a good move? Do you do that all the time, or do you ever order drinks from the bar?
It's not my first time doing it. I have a good record.
All right, you may want to rethink
honest,
that.
Man, at least you're honest.
Guys, we got to go. Thank you so much. Thank you, Ann. Thank you, Phil, for listening. And thanks for being on Second Date Update.
Thanks, guys.
More fun. More country. It's Thunder and PT on The Wolf. Up next, it's 90 minutes of nonstop nonsense and everything country with Thunder and PT on The Wolf.
I'm Anna Garcia, host of True Crime News, the podcast. Every week, we bring you in-depth coverage on cases making headlines, as well as those that go under the radar. Tune in for Murders That Defy Explanation, Mystery Seeking Exploration, and Shocking Secrets That Will Leave You Breathless. Each week, we honor the victims by going beyond the salacious in our search for justice. Crime never stops. And neither do we. Listen to True Crime News, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.